Welcome to another edition of the Real Estate Reality Show with your host and back-to-back best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
Grab that cash with both hands and make a stash.
All right, guys. Hey, thanks for joining me again here on Real Estate Realities. Last time we had a great conversation about how buyers are protected and how sellers are sometimes left out in the wind, right? Okay, so this next show, we're going to talk about the market, what it's doing, update on interest rates, how they're affecting investors, first-time home buyers, all very important things as we forecast the market coming into the beginning of next year and into summer and what we see that doing. So some of the big news that you're seeing around town is Snooze is coming into Colorado Springs. That's a pretty amazing breakfast joint located up in Denver. So if you have not been there yet, I try it out next time you're up in Denver. And I think they said it's going to be opening here within the next 6 months or so. So always good to see those Denver-based companies expanding down here to Colorado Springs. And they're really following a lot of employees from Denver who are now commuting more and more as we see that north side of Colorado Springs having some of the highest real estate activity. And also was reading an article the other day about nonprofit CEOs here in Colorado Springs make an average of $750,000 a year, which is pretty incredible. I'm trying to give you guys some good and some bad because the last times I've just talked about good things coming to Colorado Springs, and it's not all good, right? I mean, I think that's a pretty outlandish number when we got teachers and law enforcement who don't make anything close to that when you drop a zero off of that number. So $750,000, boy, that's a little high for a nonprofit CEO. You might want to check as we come in on the end of the year where you're donating your money and see those payrolls that the CEOs are taking. So we're going to talk about inventory. And right now, we are looking at single family homes, Colorado Springs, just single family, at 2,363. Okay, that's what's on the market right now for single family homes. Now, when we look at what is under contract and pending, not sold, but these are homes that are in the pipeline to close and the active homes, 4,031 homes, either active or under contract. We take that active out of there and we look at the homes that are just under contract and pending, that's 1,668 homes. So big difference between last year, or I shouldn't say last year, about 8 months ago when your inventory was at 1,200 for active homes. Big difference, okay? So we're going to see that trend continue to rise. All right, now if you're curious, you say, what about a patio home? We're talking a patio home, which is a great transition home for those baby boomers who don't want to completely downsize but want to get into something that's a little bit more manageable. 85 patio homes on the market. And then when we include the active under contract and pending, we got 120, okay? So not as many patio homes out there. You'll see the comparison here as we go into townhouses and condominiums. But I do think as time goes on, we're going to see more and more of these patio homes develop just because of the baby boomers and the demand that that will cause as they start to sell more of their single family houses, okay? So if we look at townhouses, active on the market, we look at 138 active townhouses on the market, and then we go and look at them under contract and pending, that's 303 in the pipeline and active. Those are signs in the yard, folks. 303 right now. The last category we have here is condominiums, and those active, 70 condominiums active on the market right now. And we go and look at the pipeline of what's under contract and active, 145. So as you can see, what is lagging the most is townhouses and condos. Well, those are entry-level price points. A lot of those are under $300,000, where we see the lowest amount of inventory. So I would say we have a great need for more townhouses being built, more condominiums being built, because that's affordable housing. And we have such an affordable housing problem here in Colorado Springs, we got to do something about it. And I know the builders can get tax credits off building these affordable housing units, and there's some doing it, don't get me wrong, but there needs to be more. under 250,000 single-family homes, we got 160 in El Paso County. So that's not a lot, okay? And we'll look at townhouses and condominiums. Under 250, we got 104. So just a little breakdown on the numbers there. If you got confused a little bit, you can give me a call. I can break those numbers down for you again. Or if you said, hey, I want to know certain areas, areas of town where you can see the more affordable housing, just feel free to call me, 719-232-1063, or reach out to me via email, justin.hermes@wesellmore.net. So we're going to touch on the inventory a little bit more here before we talk about interest rates and then combine this all at the end. So we'll look at September and what that brought for the real estate market. We had 1,517 new listings in September. That's 5% higher than what we saw last year. All right. At the end of September, we had 2,449 active listings. That's 14% higher than what we saw last year at this time. And we look at sold listings, 1,273. That's 16% lower than what we saw last year. So you can kind of see these trends and see where the market is going, okay? Average days on market in September, 27. In August, there was 26. But very important stat here, you can see a 4% increase over last year at this time for days on market. 4% is a pretty good tick up there. So 27 days is the average days on market. We're talking all price points, all right? We look at homes sold year to date, 12,097. Last year, year to date, we had 12,449. That's a 3% decrease. So you can see we had a hot spring, pretty decent summer still, but we've really seen things tail off August, September, and now even in October. And I think that is really a tale of what's going to happen here in the spring as we go into February, March, June, and July. Okay? So if we look at it here, the average home price for September was $350,702, and the median price was $305,500. Okay, that's up 13.2% and 11.1% for the median. So that's something you really want to pay attention to, because even though we talk about the market slowing down, I mean, you still have to look at the fact that the median sales price is $305,000 and some change. That is a lot of money, especially when you're talking about a first-time home buyer. That's a big, big difference. You may think, hey, what's that for a first-time home buyer right now on an FHA loan? That's 3.5% down. And we talk at $305,000, you're looking at about, depending on the area of town because of taxes, you're looking at about $1,900. That's with your insurance, taxes. If you have an HOA, you got to add that on top. But $1,900, holy smokes. I mean, just a year ago, I was selling the same house and my clients had payments of $1,550. So that's where the problem lies, is the rise in interest rates and that rise in your average and median home sale price, because that's pushing a lot of people out of the market. And with three more rate hikes this following year, you're going to see things even slow down more and more, because not only are we going to still see that median sales price stay the same, because it's not going to go down. It may even go up just slowly still. It's not like the market's going to tank. We're just going to have a slowdown. And so what you're going to see is the rates rise, and that $305,000 house is now going to be $2,100 by the end of next year. And one of the greatest things here about Colorado Springs is the home affordability. When I started selling homes here just 4 years ago, majority of my home sales were $190, $200. Now, majority of them are around $275, $290. I mean, that's almost $100,000 more in 4 years. That's not healthy. You got to have it toned back a little bit, especially when you got the rates rising, because it's going to make it very difficult for the market to keep pace. Now, I did talk about how it's a good correction because you don't want to see 12% year after year. That's how you get into trouble. That's how a bubble starts. But you want to see that healthy appreciation of 4 and 5% uptick every year. That is a healthy market, okay? And we need to get back to like 3 months, 4 months of the supply of homes. Because right now, all we have is 1.93-month supply of homes for sale. Okay? Just 4 years ago, we were at about 4 to 5 months. That's almost double of inventory on hand. Now we're just at 1.93-month supply of homes for sale. So, I do think that in the spring, last year we saw about 1,200 houses on the market. I think this year we're going to see lower than what we're at now, lower than that 2,600, we're going to be around 1,800. But keep in mind, that's 600 higher than what we saw last year in the early spring. So if you're looking to sell, sell in the early spring. If you have questions about that, call me, 719-232-1063. But that's the best time to list is early spring. Now we get into summer. I do believe we're going to see inventory instead of around 2,400. I think we're going to see it around 3,200. And I think we're going to see an all-time high in inventory next year of 4,000. I really do think we're going to break that 4,000 barrier, not by much, but I do think you'll see at some point next year. And if I was a betting man, I would bet August that you'd see 4,000 and some change of active homes on the market. And like I said, don't be distressed about it and think we're going to have a housing crash, but get your house on the market early in the spring, because we have seen here not a big uptick in buyers in the summer compared to the spring, but more competition, more inventory out there that you're competing with. So I've always believed list early, March, April, May, beat the competition. And I know a lot of people say we can't, we got, you know, Sally and John, who have got soccer and they're in school and we can't keep the house clean. And well, that's tough. But you got to make some sacrifices. If you want your house to move fast, you got to find a way to make it work. Because guess what? That's why a lot of people aren't listing their homes in the early spring, is because of school and all the activities. It's so overwhelming. The same reason why I tell buyers, if you're serious about purchasing a house, get out of work for an hour. Have a talk with your boss and say, hey, we're trying to buy a house. It only lasts a couple weeks. We find homes in a couple weeks. Or look after work when you're tired. Buck up and do it. Or look on the lunch break. Because 75% of buyers look on the weekend. And we can't get responses from agents because they're not going to respond on a Saturday or Sunday deadline most of the time. So what have you done? You've shopped with all the competition and you've waited for everyone to get their offers in to be reviewed on Monday morning. Instead, get out there, look during the week, avoid the competition. We show a house at noon on a Wednesday. I can get a 9 p.m. acceptance deadline, and we've maybe saved you $10,000. Tell you what, if you don't think it's an hour worth of your time getting off work, I don't know if you make $10,000 an hour, but I'd say that's probably worth the quick conversation with your boss if we can save you $10,000 by looking at homes during the week. If I can't save you 10 grand doing that, let me know. I'll come work for you. Call me if you have questions about that process, anything we talked about today. 719-232-1063. My email, justin.hermes@wesellmore.net. And our website, thehermesteam.net. You can look at all your active listings in there. You can look at rentals. It's a great resource. It's a great website. And you can learn a little bit about the four-person team we run over at RE/MAX Properties with the Hermes team. Thanks so much for joining me. And I hope this information was of value. And once again, if you have questions, call me, 719-232-1063. Thanks and have a great day.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.